Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about multi-signature wallets, or multi-sigs as they are better known. So let's recall from episode 6 of the podcast that every transaction in a blockchain is signed by the sender. And this signing is done using cryptographic signing algorithms, and these algorithms could be different for different kind of blockchains. They could be based on different techniques like numbers or graphs or something. Ultimately, the point is they produce two kinds of keys, public and private, and these could be used for signing and verifying transactions on a blockchain. Now, there are some scenarios where more than one signature is required to perform an action. Think of joint bank accounts. A lot of times we open these kind of accounts where two or more parties are authorized signatories for the account. And whenever we want to make a transfer out of that particular bank account, we have signature of both parties. Now, something similar can be done on blockchains as well. So blockchain wallets, they can also be jointly owned by a group of accounts. And these jointly owned wallets are generally called multi-signature wallets because you need multiple signatures to perform action using these wallets. Now let's talk about how multi-signature wallets are implemented or how they work. So multi-signature wallets are generally implemented using smart contracts. The way they work is that one of the smart contract function acts as a gatekeeper to other smart contract functions. And this gatekeeper function keeps track of all the incoming requests from the users or from the senders. And this also has the configuration on how many signatures are needed to perform a particular action or to execute a particular function. For example, if we want to create a smart contract with a function of a transfer of a token, and this function must be called by at least two signatures which are part of a list, then this gatekeeper function will make sure that those two users or those two senders have signed the transactions, called this function, the gatekeeper function, and once they both have done that, then this gatekeeper function will call the transfer function inside the contract to do the actual thing. Now you must be thinking, how does the gatekeeper function make sure that the other functions are not called directly? Because the other functions are called internal, they are marked as internal, and only the gatekeeper function is exposed. So this is generally how it works. Or there are also ways of doing this using a smart contract permissioning, which I'll not go into detail, but it is fairly straightforward to do that. Now, because multi-signature wallets are implemented using smart contracts or custom business logic, there can be many combinations of signatures that are needed or that can be used. For example, we can have a threshold signature scheme. We can have a majority or a super majority scheme. We can even have the multi-signature wallet to look for specific accounts when calling a function. And all this can be configured because this is just code. You can write any kind of combinations in your multi-signature wallet as per the need of your application. In a bank account, you generally won't get this flexibility when the joint owners are there. There are always limitations. There is always too much bureaucracy. But on a blockchain, when you use multi-signature wallets, you can do any kind of combinations. Now, finally, let's talk about usage. So multi-signature wallets are useful in many kind of scenarios. Think of an organizational account where the execution or transfer of money must be done only when the signatures of all the board members of that organization are acquired. And this is where multi-signature wallets can be very useful, because once all of these board members have signed a transaction with their particular account that the multi-signature wallet knows, it will then call the transfer function to transfer the money out of the organization's account. And similarly, it can be used in many other scenarios as well. So this was in very brief about multi-signature wallets, how they are implemented using smart contracts, and how they are used. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for the next episodes. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Ciao.